Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you here. It's a Palm Sunday. That's a pretty exciting time. And, you know, it's one of the main things that we have going on in the world today, other than, you know, obviously Palm Sunday. And we have all the politics in the world, but we have sports. We have the NCAA tournament that's going on right now, both for the men and the women. And it is always an exciting time. In some ways, I consider it to be one of the best weekends of the year, because it's just fun. You just have all these teams. You have all this competition. You have all this healthy competition that are going on. You have coaches whose careers are being made. You have players who are going to be really well known at the next level when they get there. And it's just exciting to see these people fight their heart out to try to win a game. You know, watching sports is something that I've done forever, as long as I've been alive. You know, from the earliest days of sitting around the house watching TV on Saturday and watching Pee Wee Reese and Dizzy Dane call a baseball game. And no one could really quite call one like Dizzy Dane did. And watch that through the years, and watching baseball and football, basketball, golf, you know, really whatever sport comes on. My neighborhood even had its own Olympics, you know, every year, because one of us had a stopwatch and we could go out there and we could actually time people as they ran a set distance and we could see how they would improve. And it is amazing how much faster a person can get when they practice and when they practice something. You know, sports are just exciting. Brings back memories of the younger days, memories of times that you did something well, or you tried to, or sometimes when you did something well, not so well, and maybe you just want to do better next time as you do that. But it's important, I think, as you get older, because obviously staying active is something that is good when you stay older, is to find a sport that is an individual sport, doesn't have to require a lot of teammates to play. You don't have to organize it so much. You can just go out and play it. Even if it's like tennis, even if it's just hitting the ball against the backboard and practicing, you know, you can get a lot of energy out. You can get a lot of activity in. You can keep loose. You can keep moving. You can play golf. You can play lots of sports, even basketball. I've had a lot of great times in my life going out by myself with the basketball in a basket and just shooting hoops for 20, 30 minutes or anything, running after the ball, you know, usually not being nearly as good as I used to remember that I was. But, you know, it's just a good time while you do that. It's just something to remember that you can do. You also need to remember that even though you can play a sport for a long time, like golf, I have friends who are well into their 80s who are still playing golf on a frequent basis, 2, 3, 4 times a week. And they enjoy the game. But, you know, they have one thing that has stayed in common for everybody as they did that. Even as your age increases, your flexibility decreases, your desire to play better never leaves you. You are always going to be, if you were competitive as a young person, you are going to be very competitive as an older person. And you will find ways to get this competition out of your system and hopefully in a healthy manner. So my advice, pick your sport. You know, think about when you're of an age, play every sport that you possibly can and see which ones you really like. And then just keep playing those sports. And just make sure that you stay active and you stay as frequently able to get out there and play as you possibly can. You know, 1 Corinthians in the 15th chapter in the 57th verse, it says, "Thanks to God for giving us the victory through Christ." Not a whole lot of sports, you know, comments in the Bible. They're just not, you know. I mean, you have David and Goliath where he is slinging the rock. That's definitely a sporting event. But in the most part, the Bible doesn't really cover the Olympics that are going to happen in Greece in a few years. And it just doesn't cover all that. But it does cover what it means to have a victory. And in 1 Corinthians, it says that pretty well. Thanks to God for giving us the victory through Christ. So thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. If you like it, subscribe to it. And please, let me know how I'm doing. I look forward to hearing from all of you. Thank you.